don't know what happened to nice me. I used to be so sweet and kind. And, and even though sometimes mean things would come across my mind, I would never actually say them out loud.
maybe that's a state of mind.
I don't know.
I've witnessed you say a couple things.
Well, not to you. You don't count.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Now I know the rules. Right. All right.
Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. But now that I'm pregnant, I find that, like, my filter is gone.
Yeah.
Because people say the dumbest things to you when you're pregnant.
Sure.
And the old me would just smile.
You'd be tolerant, right? Yeah. You'd be patient. You'd take all those things in stride. And now it's not really so much that way.
No.
I for myself, actually, for the most part, love it.
You do?
Right. Because, like, I mean, it's a more, I feel like it's a more natural state for you in some ways.
There's three instances.
It's primal.
Over the last couple weeks where somebody has approached me and said something to me where the normal nice Anna would have said one thing.
Okay.
But what actually came out of my mouth was completely different.
All right. So what are you going to give me first? You're going to give me the nice Anna and then we'll put it in the translator and then we'll figure out what you actually said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
So another morning show host in this building, not sitting in this room on a different station.
Well, that's pretty easy to figure out with the process elimination.
Asked me, and I kid you not, is it normal to be that big?
Wow.
It can't be normal for your stomach to be that big.
Wow. So what did you say?
Well, nice Anna would have normally said, oh, yeah, you know, my doctor says that everybody carries different and this pregnancy is just, I'm carrying bigger and it's fine. The baby's healthy.
Okay, but this is what you actually said? Let me turn on the machine.
Yep. Put it through the translator.
Oh, that sounds scientific.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What did you actually say?
I rolled my eyes and I said, I'm 34 weeks pregnant and I'm growing a human. Where's your hair?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. That's cuts to the point.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good. What else happened?
I had an older woman approach me, and she says, and she said to me, she goes, and I kid you not, she says, oh, you're 38 years old.
Yeah.
Do you realize that means that you're going to be 60 years old when this baby goes to college?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Nice.
Bring that up.
Very nice.
Nice Anna would have said something along the lines, you know, it wasn't, you know, I would admit it wasn't really easy for us to get pregnant. We had a lot of, like, loss. It was really hurtful. We feel blessed to have this opportunity.
Right.
Put it through the translator. Here's what pregnant Anna actually said.
What did pregnant Anna actually say?
20 years, you'll be dead, so don't worry about it.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, that'll teach her, right?
That came out of my mouth. Came out of my mouth.
I'm proud of you.
No one's going to like me when this is over.
That's all right.
Wait, but that wasn't the worst thing that I did, because it's one thing to insult an elderly person.
Right. What else happened?
A 7-year-old boy over the weekend tell me that it looked like I had 3 babies in my belly.
Oh, that's good. Boy. That's good. So what did you say to him?
I swear, I started off great.
What did you want to say?
I said, no, honey, it's just one baby. Right. I just have a big belly.
Right. But
and
then
he said to me, well, I wish it was a boy instead of a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then the translator turned on, because then that changed your attitude, right?
Right. So
kid's about to get roasted.
Right.
So I said, that's so funny. Your mom also wanted a girl, but got you instead.
Oh.
Yep.
To a 7-year-old.
Life is full of disappointments, honey. And sometimes you just got to deal with it. So if you see me, I apologize.
Right.
The hormones have made me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Yep.